with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. First, it was Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now former Democratic congresswoman turned independent Tulsi Gabbard, has endorsed Donald Trump. Gabbard is a National Guard vet, having served two tours in the Mideast. She says Mr. Trump, in her words, understands the grave responsibility that a president and commander-in-chief bears for every single one of our lives. Mark Zuckerberg admits to a House committee that Facebook censored Americans.
Zuckerberg is the CEO of Meta, the parent company that owns Facebook. On Monday, he sent a letter to Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, acknowledging that Meta censored Americans at the behest of the Biden-Harris administration and throttled the Hunter Biden laptop story ahead of the 2020 election. In the letter, Zuckerberg also addressed the 2020 use of, quote, Zuckerbucks, which he deemed resources designed to assist with election infrastructure. These frank admissions by Zuckerberg to the Judiciary Committee add a new dimension to the ongoing issue of social media platforms and government censorship. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has arrived in China. There talks on a number of challenges facing Beijing and Washington.
There are issues associated with data security, with critical infrastructure, and with the underlying questions of national security associated with connected vehicles, electric vehicles. And so that has also motivated steps that we have taken on policy grounds through presidential action.
He's not letting go. Special Counsel Jack Smith looking to resurrect the Trump classified documents case that was tossed out last month by a federal judge. Where is President Biden? Well, he's been vacationing in Delaware. No acknowledgement of the anniversary of the deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 31 points. And NASDAQ futures are off 2 points. This is SRN News. A troubling poll from the United Kingdom.
About 30% of British churchgoers say if their local house of worship closed, they would just stop attending church altogether. The numbers come from a survey conducted by the National Churches Trust, and it comes at a time when a lot of churches are closing in the UK. Elderly people are the ones most likely to stop attending if their local house of worship shuts down, and many of them say it would be too difficult physically for them to go anyplace else. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked New York's attorney general from taking action against pro-life pregnancy centers for promoting a method of reversing medication abortions. The judge issued a preliminary injunction citing free speech rights. The order is part of a lawsuit against State Attorney General Letitia James. Two pregnancy counseling centers and a related association say James is targeting pro-life groups unfairly. In a separate suit, James' office is suing nearly a dozen other pro-life pregnancy centers. This is SRN News. It was a strong start for seeded American players on the opening day of the U.S. Open in New York.
Women's defending champion Coco Gauff led the charge, taking just over 1 hour to post an impressive 6-2-6 love victory. The 20-year-old seemingly unaffected by the pressure of her title defense.
Coming in as defending champion is a little bit of pressure, but also more of a privilege, because as my new motto is, like, if you defend, that means you won something before. So I'm excited to be back here and hopefully have a good 2 weeks.
Among those joining Gauff in the women's second round, Madison Keys and Taylor Townsend. Also enjoying day one success, leading American hopes Taylor Fritz, Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe. I'm Graham Agars.
America's fastest growing racket sport is not tennis, it's pickleball. It's estimated participation soaring 223% the past 3 years. More details at SRNnews.com.